From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The death toll in Haiti's cholera epidemic is increasing. More than 250 people have died. Health experts say 3,000 people are infected, but the BBC's Laura Trevelyan says fewer diagnoses were reported today.
Outside the main gate of the St. Nicholas Hospital in Saint-Marc, the epicenter of the outbreak, the crowds are waiting anxiously. Some people desperate to be admitted, others clamoring for news of their relatives inside. Only those with the most severe cases of diarrhea are being admitted. As the outbreak moves south from here, Haiti's health minister has claimed it appears to be being contained to a limited geographical area. Doctors say cholera outbreaks in other parts of the world have taken up to 6 months to be brought firmly under control.
The BBC's Laura Trevelyan in Haiti. Alerts are posted in coastal communities in Honduras, which has been pummeled by heavy rain from Hurricane Richard. The storm has raised fears about possible mudslides and flooding. Richard is now on a path toward Belize and Mexico's southeast coast. The battle over control of Congress is going down to the wire. GOP Chair Michael Steele believes Republicans will take the House and possibly the Senate. But on ABC's This Week, Democratic Party head Tim Kaine said voters will respond to Democratic accomplishments.
We've saved the auto industry. We've saved the financial sector. We have passed a bill enabling women to get equal pay for equal work and done historic health care reform, among many other bills.
Democrats have labeled the GOP as the party of no, but Steele told NBC's Meet the Press all of their suggestions have fallen on deaf ears.
The ideas that were put on the table, a lot of them propounded by folks like Mr. Boehner and Eric Cantor and Paul Ryan, were summarily rejected.
President Obama is spending the day at the White House with a little golf mixed in. He's taking a brief rest from the campaign trail. He heads back out tomorrow to visit Rhode Island and four more states on the final weekend before the election. Former President Bill Clinton is also on the stump for fellow Democrats. He started his day in Detroit, hoping to boost the chances of Democrats in the gubernatorial and U.S. House races. He was also scheduled to visit Minnesota. The Obama administration wants big trucks and buses to be more fuel efficient. The EPA and the Transportation Department are poised to release a proposal to set first ever fuel efficiency standards for medium and heavy duty trucks. The rules would begin to take effect in the 2014 model year. Pope Benedict addressed the issue of peace in the Middle East during Mass at St. Peter's today. He said peace is possible and urgently needed. He also called for greater freedom of religion throughout the region. From Washington, this is NPR. The government is warning about a possible health risk from a child's teething product. The Food and Drug Administration says Highland's teething tablets contain belladonna, which can be dangerous taken in large doses. The FDA says it's received some reports of serious side effects. The manufacturer claims the tablets are safe, but it's recalling the product. The man who created Rocky and Bullwinkle has died. NPR's Allison Key says Alexander Anderson had battled Alzheimer's for 5 years.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on and join us.
Sure, there's always room for one more.
Beginning in 1959, the exploits of Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle the Moose captivated TV audiences with cute talking cartoon characters and sly humor aimed at adults. Alexander Anderson's wife, Patricia, says the Bullwinkle character came to him in a dream about playing poker with his friends.
He had brought a friend, and the friend happened to be a moose. And the moose was playing with him, and Alex was so embarrassed because the moose kept doing silly things.
Bullwinkle's name came from a car dealership with a slightly different spelling. Anderson was born in September of 1920 in Berkeley, California. He started working in animation in 1938. Alexander Anderson died Friday. He was 90 years old. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Some Americans were picking out their costumes and putting up Halloween decorations this weekend. Others decided to go to a scary movie. Paranormal Activity 2 came in number one at the weekend box office with $41 million in earnings. Jackass 3D slipped to second place. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.